Chapter 1. Tutankhamun's Tomb. Comprehension. Read this passage. Tutankhamun was a king who ruled Egypt around 1361 BC. He was very young when he died and only ruled for 9 years. Although he was unimportant compared to many of the great rulers of Egypt, Tutankhamun is now one of the most famous names in ancient Egyptian history. Around the end of the last century, archaeologists were uncovering amazing finds in a dusty valley near the River Nile called the Valley of the Kings. By the 1900s, many people felt that all the hidden treasures in the valley had been found. However, one British archaeologist, Howard Carter, was sure that the tomb of Tutankhamun was still lying undiscovered in the valley. With the support of his rich patron, Lord Carnarvon, he searched for 8 long years. Finally, in November 1922, one of Carter's workmen discovered some stone steps leading down under the ground. Could this be the tomb they had been looking for? Carter and his workers dug down, uncovering more and more steps. Finally, they came to a door. On the door was the name they had been hoping to find, Tutankhamun. Carter and Carnarvon were thrilled and excited, but they knew that they could still be disappointed. Almost all of the tombs discovered in the valley had been broken into by thieves, and many of the priceless treasures stolen. The archaeologists broke through the door and continued down a long corridor to another door. Carter carefully made a small hole and pushed a candle through. As the light shone into the room inside, he could hardly believe his eyes. He saw a gold throne covered in jewels, gold chariots, and many beautiful vases and statues. More searching over the next few months revealed another 3 rooms, all full of treasures. One held the most incredible find of all, the golden coffin containing the mummy or preserved body of the young king. Carter had discovered the most complete and valuable collection of ancient Egyptian treasures ever found. His long search was over.